إذا شفت كلاس.
Hey, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast, where we play video games, review movies,
and banter about all things pop culture. Let's do this.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast. We're excited to do our review on the movie Dune Part 2. I should clarify that, I was looking at it today, Jord. This is, in our introduction, we always say like movie for reviews or something like that, or pop culture, whatever, like, and all things pop culture. But this is our second movie review, and we're on episode 38. And
That's true.
Our first one ever was our second episode of the Super Mario Brothers movie, which I've been watching a lot lately because of Becca, but anyway, it was kind of funny. So I was like, "Oh, we don't review movies
that much."
I didn't
even think about that.
But we do talk about movies a lot and give our opinions on movies. So I think that counts.
Yeah, that's true. And we kind of like took a different direction when we realized like a lot of homework to like review a movie rather than like just watch a bunch of movies and talk about random stuff.
I'd also say we're probably not the best review like movie critics. Like,
well, we're both very similar to.
Yeah, we like the same movies, and a lot of times we're not like over stingy about movies. We're just like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's
it's entertaining. That's all I want out of movies. So, with that, with Dune Part 2, I've got a couple of ideas that I'm going to go through on this podcast where I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time talking about Dune Part 2, part of which will be the experience that we had watching the movie, my experience. I didn't get to finish it, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the other part is like, you know what? You probably find a million reviews on Dune Part 2 that go into deep, deep doctrine within the book, or talk about what was good about the plot, what was bad about the plot, and we'll talk about what we liked, obviously, and the things that we enjoyed. But if you're looking for a deep depth, a deep intellectual review of Dune Part 2, maybe this isn't the episode for you. We're just gonna goof around and have a good time.
Exactly. I'm not I'm not worried about, I never am worried about getting like too deep into movies.
It's kind of funny.
It's like, it's always I like it or I don't.
Jordan, we were talking today about what game we should play for those of you on the podcast. And Jordan came up with the best idea for the game we should play.
In honor of Dune.
Yeah, go ahead. What game are we playing?
Earthworm Jim 2.
If the title doesn't say it.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim. In the earth. Although we could argue that Dune, well, it didn't take place on Earth, so they weren't really earthworms. But the other one I was thinking of, Jordan, was Doom. Because it sounds like Dune.
Oh, that would have been good, too. I think the old Dune's on here, so.
Yeah, but Earthworm Jim, we've never played this before. It just came on the Switch recently, and I think this is Earthworm Jim 2, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about my voice. My freaking voice is like, it's just gone. I don't know why it won't come back. I had a cold like 3 weeks ago.
Not sick anymore.
I'm not sick. Yeah, I don't feel anything. I just all of a sudden can't talk. Like just then I was saying, yeah. See, it just saying yeah, and it just doesn't say anything.
Just lost your voice.
I don't know why. It's driving me flipping nuts lately, though.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try and fumble our way through Earthworm Jim for as long as we can bear. And if we get bored, we'll move to something else. But it was a fun idea. I remember renting Earthworm Jim, the first Earthworm Jim, when we were kids. And I remember always going back to it. And I think it was just because it was so weird. Like, you just kept going back to rent it because it was just such a weird video game. Like, you're like this weird worm thing that you like swing with your head or hair or whatever the worm is.
I don't know. You like, yeah, you kind of use your head to like, well, whip.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you whip, and I think you can like shoot it to, as like a whip to swing too. I think you can do that.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And the
how
goop
to do
you can like sweep from goop green to green. But we haven't played this before, guys. So if you're streaming, and I don't know how many people are on today, but if you're streaming, you're gonna have to bear with us on today's game because we are not familiar with it. We're just gonna kind of figure it out as we go. Probably have a few.
That was a pig shoot.
So let's start off a tune. And then I've got some fun questions, Jord. I thought I'd throw some just random questions at you so the people on the podcast could get to know you a little bit better and your opinions and your views on things. Don't worry, nothing political, just funny stuff. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
I'm kind of throwing that on you as a surprise. So.
Yeah, that's chill.
Okay, cool.
I'll do my best to answer. Like, I do my best to do movie reviews.
Perfect. So it will be terrible as our movie reviews. All right. I do need to give a little warning about the movie. First of all, there's going to be some spoilers. And then second of all, we went to the movie on Saturday and I've actually been dealing with some back problems. I had my back go out a couple weeks ago and, unfortunately Dune is a really long movie and we went together as a bunch of friends and we went to dinner before and, the chairs in the theater that we went to were just awful. And
they were the worst. So shout out to Cinemark.
Yeah, dude, your chair sucks,
dude,
Cinemark.
Replace your chairs.
Yeah.
They, for even people that aren't currently suffering from back issues, are like, crap.
You had a hard time with them too.
Completely,
huh?
Uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was struggling in them too.
Yeah, my wife, who's, she didn't have any back problems either, was like, man, these things suck. And they do. They're just terrible chairs. And I've had a bad back, so I tried to do the best I could. I was sitting on them. I probably got about 2 hours through the movie, but it's a long movie. And I finally just, I didn't want to ruin my back anymore, and it kind of set me back a little, honestly. I had to leave and I had my wife fill me in on what had happened and I'm going to just have to wait till it streams to finish it. Unfortunately, mom suggested she has some free tickets on the 25th. She was like, oh, why don't you just take them and then just go into the theater the second half and watch it. And so I might do that, but,
there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's talk a little Dune. What did you think, Jord? First film compared to second film? What were your favorite parts? What are some of your thoughts on it?
I mean, I loved them both. I kind of liked the first one because you were getting introduced to a lot of really cool stuff. One thing in particular is the shields were so cool.
Oh, yeah. The shield that gives you the ability... It doesn't allow things to penetrate if they're coming at you quickly, right? So the only way you can kill your opponent with a shield up is if you do it slowly. That was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't a big emphasis on the second film.
No, I felt like
it was there. You knew about it, but
it was there, but it was like it wasn't as apparent. Plus, I thought they kind of looked different. Didn't they look different?
The
like,
shields?
It was like actually like covering their body, and this time the shield was kind of like just making their body look like...
I thought it was about the same. They kind of show in the first one. I watched the first one right before we went on the movie, but it's kind of the same. They show up for a sec, and then it kind of fades out. So I thought it was okay. But they don't explain it or anything, which is fine. They don't expect you to... They don't do any... any preparation or reminders of the first movie. They're just like, we're back at it. Here we go. Dune Part 2. We don't have a second to waste. This is going to be a 3-hour movie. So buckle in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But regardless,
I liked them both.
Yeah. It was a great sequel.
But I just like it was a big introductory movie to me, the first, obviously, like it kind of has to be because it's the first movie. Actually, there was another one, wasn't there?
Well, there was an old version of it.
Yeah, so I guess
it's
not the first of its kind kind of thing. But, oh my gosh, I can't get past this part. But it was just new to me, I guess. The first of its kind to me.
Yeah, me too. It was cool because it was giving you, it was a little slow at times. I'm going to mess this up, dude. Jordan just gave me the control. I don't even know the buttons to this. So we'll
good
see
luck.
How it works. But the first one was a little slow, but the cinematography, like the world was just gorgeous. So it wasn't...
Both of them, the worlds were gorgeous.
Yeah. I do feel like that first one, though, they did like a bit of a better job with the worlds where the world... I guess just the cinematography, like the beauty of the landscape. They did a lot more like cinematography views of like the world that you were on. Whereas this one got right to like what the wars were, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know.
Well, that's how you do it. Nice job, Matt. See, you did just fine.
Thanks. I really don't remember much of this game. So anyways, keep going, Jord. What else did you like, hate? Feel, have opinions on?
I didn't like how I felt like the fight scenes were small and not just to the person, to the people fighting in them. Like, not, sorry, like just as in like justifying the people fighting in them. Like, they didn't emphasize how good of fighters some people should have been, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, mainly, and I know he's kind of like, he kind of runs away from battles, and somebody, I think, was it you that kind of explained that to me? What's his name? Glossu?
Yeah, the dude that played in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was always kind of a coward throughout the first film and the second one, where he only really was... a tough guy when he was like snapping people's necks. He'd like snap people's necks or whatever behind their back. Like he was never really like a tough
that's true. Guy. That's true. I just feel like he could put up more of a fight than he did. And so, and you know, that's kind of coming from not knowing. I only watched the other one once. It was late at night and I wanted to watch the first one again because I enjoyed it. And it could have just been what I didn't take from it, you know?
Yeah.
Something I didn't take from it. But either way, though, like even some of the other fight scenes, like they were dope scenes. Like, don't get me wrong. But I was like, why? Well, there need to be more. Why did it end that quick? Like, I wanted them to battle it out for a while longer. Or just different scenes could have lasted longer. Like, more emphasis on like the guys, like the takedowns of the, oh my gosh.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to. Yeah. When they would like show up on the planet, the guys collecting spice, what are their names?
Oh, the H1s, the Hawking peeps. Yeah. The bald dudes.
Yeah, the bald dudes. They,
see, this is why we saw good movie reviews.
Right. Right. So those guys, they'd be like taking them down. And yeah, they had like the upper hand because they're like popping out of the sand. And it's their territory that they're protecting. So it's obviously, they're obviously going to have the upper hand. You know what I mean?
The people in the sand?
Yeah. Because, well, they're learning to fight using the sand and like hiding in it. Okay. And that's harder for them to show
those
up.
Scenes are cool, dude, when they're like
they're
buried
way cool.
In the
that's
sand.
Why I wanted more of it.
Yeah. 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 I can get, I understand so, that. That's funny because I was like, oh, there's so much more fighting in this. I love
there
it.
There was more fighting for sure, but it was... It just should have been even more because yeah. I liked it so much. So those are my big takes on it. I'm trying to review my stuff too. I didn't like, and big spoiler, I didn't like Christopher Walken's in it. I love Christopher Walken's. I think he's a great actor and he's played a villain actor before. And I've liked him in those roles, like Walking Tall. Another one came out that same area. The Rundown. He's a villain in that. And he has like his kind of, his just comedic kind of spin to how he acts. And if you, I don't know, you get used to that.
I thought
comedic spin. And then in this one, I just was like, I was just ready for him to be like, I don't know. That's kind of weird to explain.
I don't know.
Explain it. Yeah, sorry. No, basically, I like Christopher Walken's, but I didn't like him in this because all I could think of is I need more cowbell.
Whiters. Yeah, yeah, I.
And his voice just and how he talks just didn't work. I feel like they could have put somebody more like that just suited the role better, I guess. Yeah, that this is why we suck at reviews.
I would say this. I just think he just kind of took you out of the movie.
Yeah.
So right
thank
you. When you got
that's,
to
that's what I was
right when you
for.
Got to Christopher Walken, in my opinion, you're like, oh, it's Christopher Walken, and I immediately left the movie. At that point, I was like, oh, it's Christopher Walken. I don't know. It kind of takes you out of the movie, and you're like thinking about need more cowbell or his voice. Yeah. But it was okay. I liked him. I'll give a couple of my thoughts on it.
I guess real quick.
Yeah.
The fighting. I was talking with somebody about here. I can do it. About it being like a little. The reason they didn't add more or emphasize it more is because of the fact that it was such a long movie and they needed to bring so much information into it. Right.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's kind of fair. Cause there is a lot that they were trying to set up for the rest of the movies and stuff. Does that make sense? Sorry.
Yeah. Kind of. I'll say a couple things that I liked. I loved the world building on the first movie. The second movie I thought was really cool. I thought it was a little dark. When you get to the bald guy's stuff, it's pretty dark in my opinion. I think it almost kind of crossed the line of PG-13 to R at times. I know that would be my wife's critique on it. Was it was a little bit gruesome, a little bit of dark, sinister undertones, which I haven't read the book. Oh, we should also preface: we were supposed to have Jane on, but she had to go out of town. And she knows all the books and movies.
She would have been great.
And so I feel bad that we don't have her on. But
we wouldn't have been stumbling over our terrible reviewing skills.
Yeah, but that being said, you're going to have to deal with our takes on it. I thought it was a little dark, but I thought it was a really good follow-up. Some spoilers about the ending. So plug your ears. I'm going to spoil a little bit about the ending. I wasn't able to watch this play out.
Listen to our podcast and plug your ears.
What? Yeah. Okay.
So plug your
ears. Just skip forward. Do the 15-second skip forward for a minute. Hello. So we, oh no, wait, I have to do that after I say after I say what I was
you're supposed to say welcome back once
yeah,
you've said it.
Once I've said it, I'll do that in a minute. Okay, so spoilers, Timothy Chalamet's character, he ends up promising Zendaya's character, like he's like, I'll love you forever, and they do a good job with their relationship, I think, throughout the film. And then he's basically like, he decides that he is gonna be this like savior of the sand people. And when after he tells her he loves her, he basically tells the emperor, like, I'm going to marry your daughter. And my wife was like, I hated that. I'm like, yeah, I could see how people were frustrated with that, but I haven't read the books. I'm sure there's more to the plot. I bet Zendaya and him end up together, but in the first movie, he does have visions of her killing him. So maybe that plays a role. Not all of his visions come to fruition, right? We know that. We know that just because he's had a vision doesn't always mean he'll come true because of that guy that he, I think his name's Jameis, I believe the guy's name was in the film, that he killed in the first film. But he had visions of him teaching him the ways and stuff. I'm pretty sure his name was Jameis.
I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah. Overall, I thought it was a really great film. I think like, probably shouldn't give away too much of the plot. But I will say that I think it was a solid film. And one thing that I did appreciate with this film is it was like they put – it's been a while since I've gone to the movies and been like amazed. Like where I'm just like, oh my gosh, this takes me to another place.
You liked Avatar.
No. Oh yeah, Avatar: Way of the Water. Loved Avatar. That's true. But that was still last year. Actually, it was 2 years ago. But yeah, Avatar's amazing. I did love Way of the Water. 2 years ago. Yeah, we went when it was technically 2022. Yeah.
No, we went. Avatar: The Way of the Water was
December 2022 before you started.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it's not 2 years, that's a year. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm just saying it's in 2022.
Well, it's just tripping me out. Yeah, that makes sense.
It was. You're right. It's been like a year and 4 months. But
it came out in 2022. Right.
And The Way of the Water was beautiful. So I will say that. But this one was like, I guess I expected that a little bit with Avatar, and I guess I should have expected that with Dune. But it's just nice. It used to feel like every time I went to the theaters, I was experiencing such like a cool thing. You know, like it was going to take me to a new place, a new world. And a lot of the new movies just haven't done that for me. But this one, I was just like enthralled in like everything, like the scenes and the fight scenes and the cinematography, the visual effects that were going on. The world that was created in part two was just so cool. So I did appreciate that. I was like, oh man, I don't know. It just felt like an experience. That being said, I think I am getting old. Okay. Aside from my back hurting.
We all knew that.
Aside from my back hurting, the other thing that I'll say is I think I'd rather experience this movie from home because right? It is long and people annoy me.
Yeah. And my chairs are more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So, That was one takeaway. Anyway, let's take a break from the review. How about I ask you some fun questions? Because we're not doing so hot on the review, guys. I think this is a learning curve for us in the podcast. So.
Yeah, every time.
All right, okay. So let's get into some weird questions. I had some fun questions I wanted to ask you, Jord, to get your opinion on stuff. So take your time to think about it if you'd like. I just want to get your insights into your weird brain. So... first, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know. I'm going to... That is such a random changeover.
Yeah, sorry. I just thought, I kind of figured our review might struggle a little, and I think we're learning that maybe we're not going to do just movie reviews. but I thought it'd be fun to do some random questions.
So. Probably the most wild thing is only alligator, because I really haven't tried too many.
Oh, you've had alligator, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I had it in Florida when I went to the Disney cruise.
Oh, okay. Was it good? And
yeah, it was good. It was like, to me, it was like tough chicken. It tasted like chicken to me. And so I was like, this isn't really worth, like, I don't really care to have alligator. I'm not like, it's amazing.
So. Okay, cool. That's a good answer. I wouldn't have guessed that you'd eat an alligator. All right, fun one.
What? I guess another one. Octopi.
Oh, okay.
Like, have you had the ones that are like full, like little tiny
alive?
Octopi?
Yeah.
No, not alive.
Oh, I've had them alive.
Man, they like you can feel the suctions on your tongue, and you pop their head. When it's a full, like, it's probably like two solid inches tall and like width, probably two at the leg, like on the tentacles, 2 inches. And you just throw the whole thing in your mouth and you can feel every little suction thing around your mouth. And then you can also, when you bite down, you pop the head and it's gross.
Oh, like, were you able to swallow it? Were you able to eat it all, like, after you popped the head?
Wow. Yeah, it wasn't a bad taste. It was just awkward eating it, so yeah. I was like, ugh. It was probably one of the foods that I actually was pretty affected by the texture. I don't get affected by the textures of food that often.
Uh-huh.
And that one,
yeah,
that one messed with me.
I can imagine. That sounds disgusting. So, okay, let's do another one, okay? Well, how about we'll do a question and then just do something that you liked in the movie, and then we'll do a question something like. So, what was something you dug on the movie?
Zendaya. Everybody digs. Yeah, Zendaya, right?
Zendaya's gorgeous. Okay. All right, back to a question. what's the next sport that will be invented? Actually, let's do this based on Dune. They've got to have time to do some sports in Dune, right? What sport do you think would be a sport on that planet?
Oh, man, that's weird. I don't think outside the box enough. there's got to be some sort of sand-implemented sport.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, you know what? Worm racing.
Oh, yeah, there you
that
go.
That would be cool.
That's a good one. They or, like worm racing, like something to the effect of that Star Wars scene in the eighth film, I think it was, where they're like running around the track. They use the little worms with the kids, and they just like run around a track.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Oh, go on.
Well, I was just going to say there was this little skit thing. I told you about it earlier, but... For everybody else, look up.
If you like double this, shoot on this, Jordan. Sorry.
If you use
BB.
No. Oh.
Like that. Maybe. So if you run. Oops. Oh, gosh.
You mean double jump?
No. If you hit this B button twice, it shoots out the slime. And then you can grab onto
maybe
that
grab
slime.
Maybe grab onto that slime up top.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get it, but.
Sorry, go on.
I forgot what I was saying.
Okay, well, we continue. It was about sports.
That was easy, dude. I just did it.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Okay.
No, I was going to say there was a little like skit thing. Somebody printed this little paper of of a little, the guy like with his ropes that hook onto the worms and a little tiny miniature version of it. And he was like, he like hooked it to an actual earthworm.
Oh,
and it was like crawling around with it attached, a little sticky stick figure of that guy, picture of that guy. It was just cool.
That is cool. Okay. What post-apocalyptic place would you think you could survive in? So I consider Dune kind of like a post-apocalyptic like place. You could think of like Hunger Games, Walking Dead, I Am Legend. What world do you think... end of the world happens, but you or like another space area like Dune that you could like survive. Like Dune's a weird planet, you know. Well, actually, I don't think that's the name of the planet, but Dune, the main planet that they're on, the sand planet with all the spice, is like a crazy planet. Like, do you think you could survive in there? What post-apocalyptic world do you think like you'd have the best chance of survival?
I guess it would be way hard to survive without water on that planet because they struggle to get water.
Right.
I mean, they like suck water out of people with their little machines, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was gross, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. I'd like to pretend like I could do awesome in a zombie apocalypse because it just sounds badass.
I think everybody wishes they could.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, but also I'm always like, yeah, but if it really did come to that, I'd just be freaking so terrified of trying to protect my kids, or I just wouldn't want them to live through it anyways.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, but
I think
I'd do fine in like survival mode at the end of the world.
Yeah,
like not. Zombies.
Well, it could be anything. Like, like Hunger Games is kind of post-apocalyptic, where you have like these districts that you're in. Like, do you think like, oh, I could go? Say you're in district, you get sent to the Hunger Games. Is that one that you think you could survive in? Or Divergent series? You know, I don't know. One I thought about like post like end of the world situation is Waterworld. I was like, I think I could do pretty well in Waterworld.
You would do great in Waterworld, Matt. You would do great.
That'd be one of the few I feel like I could do really well in. I don't know. Okay, we'll move on to a new question then. So, let's do.
I'm gonna kind of think about that one though.
Okay, if you had to change your name from Jordan, what would you choose? You had to change your name. There's someone said to you, hey, man, I'm going to give you $800 million, but you have to change your name.
Alondon.
Shut up. Not after $800 million. You could be you wouldn't be alone after that.
Oh man, I don't.
What?
I don't think about changing my name.
I've never thought about it either. So but I'm like, or what do you think? Like, have you ever been mistaken as someone called you? Have you ever been told like, oh, you could be a Mark, or you could be a, I don't know.
What? Like somebody said a Chase once to me.
A Chase.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Chase.
I couldn't see it either. I was like, I don't know. I think maybe I'm trying to think of like actors that I'm similar to, like, hey, that works. But Carrot Top. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I could see you as
Grandpa would like Charles.
Charles. I don't know about Charles. I don't think I could see you as a Charles. It'd be hard. I think Jordan's a pretty good name for you, but funny enough, people call you, you know, JD and stuff. Like you kind of had another name.
I mean, I like JD as well, so I'd be down with that, but I don't know. It's kind of, it's hard. Why are these questions so hard?
Sorry, I just Googled some funny questions to ask. So. You got to pick one, so pick your name.
Let's go with... I don't freaking know. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. Bruce.
Bruce. Well, yeah, no, I'd add Wayne.
I could see you maybe as like another J name, maybe like Jackson.
I couldn't see that.
Maybe Chris. Chris sounds okay. I don't know, man. Be hard. I'm gonna go with Harry.
No, that's funny.
Ronald Weasley.
We just think of every gender we can.
Cool. All right, let's go with another question. Yeah. Let's make another point of the movie that we liked. I'll say another part of the movie that I liked. I loved the scene where they're gonna take down that machine that harvests the spice, and he's underneath the sand and they've got the sticks up so they can breathe, which is so cool. And then that little mouse thing walks up and he's like, get out of here. And he ends up naming his sand name or whatever, his like people's village name is
after
that,
the mouse.
After that mouse. I thought that was cool.
That was clever. Yes.
I liked that. So, what would you be if you had to wear one Halloween costume every day for the rest of your life? So you pick one Halloween costume and that's it. You have to wear it every single day.
My stick figure one.
You wear that every day? That'd be so uncomfortable.
It would be way uncomfortable. I had to pick a Halloween costume.
And it can be Belle of the Ball. Like, it'll be the best one you of that costume. But you got to pick one.
Oh, man. What would you pick?
Harry Potter.
Of course. Okay.
No, in all reality, I probably would pick something that I could kind of pull off every day. So maybe I'd be like a goth
man. A what?
Like a goth or something. You know, people just be like, oh, black, this guy's weird.
Yeah,
but whatever. So I don't know,
comfort clothes. You're just like,
yeah,
I'd be a lazy person. I just want to wear sweatpants every day. That would really affect like
affect your life.
You'd have to, you know, like people wouldn't like hire you if you're sitting there in sweatpants. Like, well, but I have to wear these every day of my life.
Okay, let's give another thing that you liked about Dune, and then we'll do another question. And then we'll do what we're streaming and close it out.
Threat towards the end, like when he's like, "I'm going to." The ultimatum that he gives the Emperor.
I didn't see this part.
Oh shoot. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Bria kind of told me what happened, but I didn't see it, so I don't know exactly what.
He basically goes, I'll take your daughter's hand in marriage.
Uh-huh.
Call off your ships. Otherwise, we have like our nukes pointed at your spice thing and we'll blow it all up.
Uh-huh.
And you have to bow to me, basically. I think he says like, yeah, surrender to me, basically. And then I'll marry your daughter.
Mm.
And it was kind of like, it was pretty hype moment. I was like, ooh, this is dope. This is dope.
Like, I kind of hope they
blow up the spice thing because that would be wicked cool. But it was a cool scene altogether.
Yeah, I think I might ask mom to let me use her free ticket to watch the second half because I really wish I didn't miss out.
Or just wait until it comes out.
Yeah. <Either way. laughs> Okay, what's the most addictive game for you? So the video game that you're most into, you're like, I gotta play this one.
Say that again. Sorry. I actually...
Your most addictive game. The game that you can't stop playing.
Right now, Helldivers. It's so sick.
Of all time?
Not of all time. It's really roping me in like crazy.
I would say Mario 64.
I was going to say, I'll guess yours. It's Mario
64. Yeah, Mario 64. I can't stop playing that game. It's over the years, it's been my favorite. So.
I would say Call of Duty's always kind of
Call of Duty's a good pick. Yeah.
Up until the most recent ones, then it's been like, I don't know how much I care for Call of Duty anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I like them, but they've changed. And
yeah, and they're also kind of the same thing, too, over and over.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a couple more, and
let me just, at the beginning, Dad commented, I'm here, but a little, disengaged, having seen neither version of Dune. All I know is that Sting starred in the early 80s version, and I like Sting a lot. And then he said, alligator has a bite to it.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Oh yeah? Oh really? Tell me more.
I did not catch that right away. I'm like, oh really? Like,
really? Okay, that's cool. That's crazy. It's like naturally spicy alligator. And then Alpha Curtis is on. And he's from our shop.
Right.
Yeah. He said, I would just give in. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe post-apocalyptic world?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Like, I just give up and I die. I've talked about this with my wife. I'm like, I hope when the end of the world comes, the nuke's pointed right at my house because I don't want to try and protect my kids from that.
My dad said Joe for my nickname. I should have read these earlier.
Oh, Joe. Joe's a good one. Yeah.
Because I was actually...
You
when
could
I was
be
in,
a Joe.
Well, I should have said that, actually. I'm glad you reminded me of it. So when I was in elementary school, my teacher called me, or we had three other Jordans in our class, and I was so sick of like the Jordan. I actually think we talked about this on a podcast.
We did talk about it, and then they called you Joe.
So they called me Joe.
All right. I'm going to do one more. Let's do two more questions, okay? And then let's do what we're digging right now, okay? And then we'll close it out. So, what would your last meal on Earth be, Jordan?
Sushi.
Sushi?
I love sushi, man.
Unlimited sushi.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
All you can eat.
I like that. I like that pick.
Yeah. Easy pick for me.
Okay. Let's do...
What's yours?
Little Caesar's pizza with ranch.
That is so lame.
I know, but I love it. I don't eat it anymore. So it's like one of the few foods that I miss. So, all right. All right. We'll do one more, and then we'll...
Alpha Curtis said, "Yes, JD, it's future of your shop name."
Oh, Joe.
No, JD.
Oh, JD. Okay.
They're just here probably gonna call me JD for now on.
Okay. All right. What is your most, what is your biggest fear? Not, you don't have to get vulnerable or anything. Just like, if it's like something silly, like spiders or something like that. What's your biggest
fear? I was going to say spiders.
Ron Weasley.
Why did we connect. Spiders? We both don't have souls.
Why couldn't it be follow the butterflies?
My biggest fear, it'd be probably having to protect my kids in a zombie-like post-apocalyptic world.
Let's not get too vulnerable. Let's get, like, simple fears, okay? Yeah, like
I said spiders.
Like peeing your pants in public or something like that. Or
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, everybody's done that. Right? Don't bring me. You don't have. You're not scared of like. You don't get like freaked out by like wasps or spiders or the dark or.
I get like kind of like I don't want to mess with spiders, and I. It's kind of funny. You get like that. Quick hype when you're like squishing one with your with just a napkin,
yeah, like as if it's adrenaline rush.
It's gonna like somehow get around mode. It. Yeah,
you're just like die.
And yeah, so I like extra squeeze, and I'm like. Because I'm fine with just squishing them or scooting them outside or whatever, but I don't like them. They kind of freak me out. I mean, and spiders can be freaking messed up, man. They're, like the wolf hobo spiders will like decay your skin.
Yeah, black widows crazy. And stuff are pretty gnarly too. Yeah. All right. I'll do my fear. I've got a bunch of little. Funny fears, but I have to like overcome them when I'm trying to be manly. Like I don't like freaking bees and wasps, and I've had to kill like our house is like just like the wasp, like I don't know, central. Every year I'm having to kill wasps, so I don't like it. I'd like put up. I look so funny. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go out and kill it, and I go at night, which they say that's the best time to do it. But then I get like. Sweater on and a jacket on and a beanie on and like gloves on and I'm like I don't want to get stung and I go out there like and I hurry and spray it and like run away. Dude, so I face my fears, but that's a fear
pretty
me.
Terrifying to do it like out in the open like that. But we tested at work a theory of the gasoline in a cup over a hive.
Yeah, I know that works, but dude, works. You gotta be like.
Well, that I was like, that would be hard for me to want to put my hand there.
Let go.
Dude, Rex at work did it, and I was like, damn, like that.
Like you are that's, man.
You are that was manly for yeah. Sure. Holy crap!
I've seen them do that. So I was like, I actually just this last weekend, I had to go fill in an area of my house that I didn't know had like a little hole, because we had like a way bad. Wasp's nest up there, and I kept spraying it at night trying to like get in it, and I couldn't, so I had to seal it off. But anyway, okay, so with that, I'd like to apologize to our listeners and thank those that got to the end of this podcast. I don't think we're gonna do movie reviews in the future. I think we're gonna definitely rank movies,
yeah,
but you know, I just don't know if our intellect's there, so yeah. We apologize for this movie review and thank those that hung around on the chat that listened to the end of the podcast.
Yeah, real quick, Major Francis is on again. Francis is on
oh,
again.
Oh, that is so kind.
Hell yeah.
And, stick with us. Next week will be better.
And she said snake clowns. Is that snakes and clowns or snake clowns? Because... snake clowns would be pretty intense. Like that reminds me of Beetlejuice. He almost looks
like
a clown.
Oh yeah, he
kind of
does look
like
a snake clown. I was also thinking kind of in Harry Potter, like it goes from a snake to a clown. I think wasn't in a clown. Anyway, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that's what made me think about
when they
it.
Do that. The closet.
The Dementors. Yeah, they're Dementors, right?
Doesn't the worst fear come out of the closet thing?
Yeah, but they're. And it was a Dementor. Harry Potter was
yes.
a Dementor,
yeah.
But you're right. They were, I can't remember the name of what those things were. Dude, it's right at the, it's
bad things.
Oh my gosh. Someone's yelling at their radio right now, knowing what it is. But, it's the certain thing that turns into whatever you fear. So, anyway, what, to reward those that made it to the end, we're going to tell you what we're streaming right now and what we're digging right now.
Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, I already gave that up with the question you asked me.
Well, you talked about that last time with the video game. You mentioned that last time you wanted to shout it out. But is there any shows or anything or books or anything that you're reading right now that you're digging or music that you're into?
You're like, no, it's all this video game. That is my life. I've been, I don't know. I don't know. The video game has been huge, but shows, I'm not watching many shows right now.
Well, I'll start. What you think about it. Oh, sorry. I was getting tired. I finished The Crown finally. That was my last time. So I have been trying not to watch this show, but it is just so popular at work. And everybody's talking about it on social media, and all my wife's friends are talking about it. So I'm like, whatever, we're going to start it. And we started it, and I'm addicted right now. It is trash television, but I am watching Love is Blind season 6 right now. And it is garbage, but it is so addicting to watch these freaking idiots.
Love is Blind?
Yeah. It's the Netflix show right now. It's super popular. I've seen the first, my wife and I watched the first season. We haven't watched anything for a while, but this last season that just came out, 6, everybody's just like, you gotta watch it, it's crazy. So we've been watching it. it's terrible, guys. But be warned, if you start it, you will not be able to stop watching it because it's pretty addicting. The other thing I was gonna say is I'm really digging there's this artist I like called Nothing Nowhere. He's kind of like an emo rapper, which is a weird. It's kind of a weird. He was on my list of best albums last year. But he just dropped out of nowhere an album called Dark Magic. It's a really weird emo rock album, and I really like it. So if you're into that or you're looking for just like a weird album to get lost in, Dark Magic by Nothing Nowhere is a really cool album. So I'd highly recommend it.
An artist I'm getting into a bit is Major Francis. Actually turned me on to him. His Motionless in White.
Oh, Motionless and White. Yeah, I know them.
Pretty. Like,
they have a. Like I haven't listened to. Yeah, I haven't listened to a ton of them, but man, do they have a cult following? The couple friends that I like, or that like Motionless and White, are obsessed with them. So.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. And then another thing I'm stoked for, which I will start getting into.
Yeah.
Is the. We talked about it last time too, actually, but Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront's coming out tomorrow.
Yes, and you know what? In 2 weeks, we're going to be doing our Star Wars ranked with Dylan, I believe.
Yes.
So, and we'll be playing that. So.
Dad said Matt got stung at 2 years old by a wasp that went into a treetop apple juice can.
Yeah, it stung me on my lip. That makes sense. That's probably why. Yeah, that's probably where it comes from.
That's why Sis and Keely are, too.
They had that happen?
Well, I think, I can't remember if Keely got, I think they both did, but Sis got stung like 8 times once.
Oh,
she went into a little playhouse at Chuck's grandparents' house, and there was a big old wasp nest inside there, and they just attacked her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it freaked me out.
I was at work and Chuck's like, I know you said they're like, their mom was allergic to bees and stuff. I'm like, well, the second you see any signs, like, can she breathe? That kind of stuff. I was like, if you see any signs, take her to the hospital. Sign, I don't care. Just do whatever you need to do, you know? And, that was stressful. But she was fine, but she is.
That makes more scared. That makes more sense now. She's scared of any bugs now, like anything that moves.
Yeah, and that's why. Yeah,
Becca's kind of. It's weird how that's like inherent in your nature, because like Becca's like that. We've never talked about bees or bugs or anything, and she's seen a couple bugs or whatever, and just be like, whoa! Like, what the heck?
They're
is
pretty
that?
Creepy looking. Yeah. You know, bugs can be way creepy looking. Yeah. So.
Oh, that makes sense. I forgot that happened to me. You know, it also makes sense because I also got stung at a water park on my toe. I remember looking down, like, ow, my toe hurts. And I looked down and there's a bee, a wasp on my toe.
Weren't we there with Brett Cobley?
Yeah. And I like ripped it out. And so I think that's probably why. That's probably why I've got some wasp. I'm scared with some wasps is because of because of those
that makes sense.
Experiences. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry this one was all over the place. We'll do better. We will, promise.
It doesn't need to be though. It's fine. We just talk about whatever stuff we talk about. Plus, we're distracted. It's very hard to talk about whatever and play a video game, which I know we complain about a lot, but we love playing the video game.
We're getting better.
We just suck at doing both. Yeah, I feel like I was doing a lot of random stuff on this, but
well,
I was getting places a little bit.
I got to get going, though, dude. My back's starting to hurt. But
yeah, well, Major Francis said that the clown snake was its Lego Batman Lego.
Oh, Lego Batman. She brought that up last time, too, right? That was a good sequel.
She said, spell it ridiculous.
Wait, what?
Redonkulous.
Redonkulous. All right. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for everybody on the chat.
Yeah, thanks for all.
We'll see you all next week, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks.
The Super Davis Bros podcast is produced, edited, and mixed by Matthew and Jordan Davis.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is superdavisbros@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms.